My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Is this a teammate just being nice to his guy, or do you buy this at all?
From day one, I've been a Brock Purdy fan, and I always will be. I think he's one of the best in the league, and soon he will be the best, undisputed, right? But, you know, practice, I'm not even about to talk about no practice. I mean, right. People want to make something out of practice with interceptions and all that other stuff. Listen, you obviously have never been in the NFL if you're out there writing stories about interceptions in practice. But like Debo mentioned, he's going against one of the best defenses in the league. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's all good. We're not worried about that.
Okay, that's Fred Warner on Up and Adams, Kay Adams on FanDuel TV. There's that statement from last week. And it's like, okay, you're teammates.
Right.
But it's not just Brock's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but he will be unquestioned the best QB in the league sometime soon. Patrick Mahomes is not going anywhere anytime soon. But even, like, I don't know to what level you believe what you see in the preseason. I see three quarterbacks who were taken in the top 12 who look very, very interesting right now. Drake May does not look interesting to me.
He looks better.
Michael Penix does not play football.
No.
But
Drake May looked better in game two.
Watch Grandy get excited here. Bo Nix looks like a pro. Bo Nix looks under control. His feet, his vision, his heart rate, everything is chilling. Now,
against twos and threes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, some ones. He's starting.
Yeah.
Now, Jaden and Caleb look, ooh, they get the right, they're flashy. And they're going to make plays with their, you know, their athletic ability, yep, that are just insanity. But Bo Nix looks like he'd been here for 4 years already. So add those guys to the mix that's already out here. Is this just a completely harebrained statement? Or how do you translate that?
It's, well, harebrained is taking it out of context. It's an unbelievable vote of confidence for his teammate. But it's his teammate. So honestly, what is he supposed to say? You know what? When all said and done, he's going to be a solid top 10 quarterback in this league. No, he probably went too far with his praise for Brock Purdy, but he's entitled to his opinion and he sees it up close. But when you just take that statement and you look at it under the umbrella of what's really going on in the National Football League, well, you've got a guy who's won back-to-back Super Bowls, who some people are already putting on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks in the history of the game.
Absolutely they are.
Which I think is premature, but he sure looks to be a good quarterback, and you could pick 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 other quarterbacks who have been around longer and done as much, if not more, than Brock Purdy.
Is Patrick Mahomes, correct me if I'm remembering this incorrectly, the 5-year run right now goes Super Bowl victory, and then 2 years where it was Super Bowl loss, AFC championship loss, Super Bowl victory, Super Bowl victory. That's a 5-year run.
Sounds about right.
Nothing worse than AFC championship, right?
Yeah, they lost in overtime to the Bengals.
To the Bengals. And then they lost the Bucks in the Super Bowl.
They beat the Niners in the bowl. They lost to the Bucks 31-9 in the bowl. They lost in overtime to the Bengals in the conference championship game. Then they beat the Eagles. They beat the Niners in the Super Bowl. 5-year run.
I don't think people are being premature at all. I mean, who the hell else has done that?
I don't think that Brady had a run like that.
Brady and Montana don't even have a 5-year run like that. Pretty good.
It's a good run.
It's pretty good.
Mike's got a great coach.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You know, because we always give Kyle the credit when they win. Some people do.
Yeah.
But it's a great run. But to Fred's quote, yes, I wouldn't say that it's harebrained. It's a guy who is praising his teammate. And, you know, pretty soon he's going to be the best in the game. Well, you better hope you have this sort of a 5-year run. And so far he's got, you know, he's got a conference championship loss, which Mahomes had, and a Super Bowl loss, which Mahomes had. So now you need to go out and win three straight Super Bowls. If that happens,
then I think people would agree with him.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be very, very difficult company to keep, though. Like, part of this is, and I look at C.J. Stroud from last year, and I think he's so fantastic, but I also think that a little piece of it is just the accessibility of a year like that. Because the game is different now, because the game is so centered around quarterbacks, defensive backs can't touch anybody out there anymore. Defensive linemen can't touch the quarterback. You have like a 2-inch area on his chest where you're allowed to hit a quarterback. And even then, don't hit him hard and don't fall on him and all of that stuff. And it makes things so comfortable. Like the idea of a rookie QB coming in and looking like that used to be absurd. Even players like Peyton Manning, he came in and led the league in interceptions as a rookie. Houston was not some, it's also not like he had some great team around him. They became that because of him. So we're going to see more of that. I don't want to say we're going to see it all the time. That takes something away from CJ, and I don't want to do that. But we're going to see more of that. I don't know if their teams are ready to win, but let me say this right now. Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, they're going to be factors. I shouldn't say this before next week. They will be factors in your fantasy football league right away.
For sure.
Right away.
Because the majority of the offense is going to be through them. Passing, running, all the above. And they're going to be on teams that are probably trailing a lot. And so they're going to be throwing a lot. Bo Nix is an interesting one because Denver, they'll probably be better than they've been. But that's a difficult division. And I don't think that the Broncos' offense is going to be that great. So Bo Nix is going to be in a spot if he wins the starting job, and it looks like that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
He will. It's going to be a challenge, I think, early in the year because they're not going to be that great. Even though they have a good head coach, I think that Denver, he's not going to go the Chase Young route where they were so dreadful. It's hard to really look at what he, not Chase Young, but Bryce Young.
Yes.
It's hard to really look at what he was going to be or what he is because that team is so bad.
By the way, there's some people on the Xfinity Mobile text line. And I see you, and this is a fair point. They're already correcting us. It's not a 5-year run. It's a 6-year run. Because prior to beating the 49ers in the Super Bowl, They were in the AFC title game that year, too.
There you go.
And lost to the New England Patriots in a very, very close game. So Patrick Mahomes, really, since he started playing,
yeah,
like the AFC title game could be named after him. He's there every year.
Yeah, it's wild.
Every single year since he really got going in the league.
Man, last year was maybe the most impressive of all of it because everybody was saying, well, the offense isn't that great. And you were even mentioning it earlier in the show how, you know, you look at the offense was not really as good as it had been, yet the defense got better. And Patrick Mahomes just has a knack for winning football games.
I did not think they were going to the Super Bowl at all. And if am I remembering correct? It was they beat Miami in the snow in Kansas City. Then they had to go on the road and beat Buffalo.
Yes, and then they went on the road.
And then they went on the road and beat Baltimore.
Yeah.
And then as an underdog went to Vegas and beat the 49ers.
Yeah.
Just forget even the building. Think of that four-game stretch in any building. Miami, Buffalo, Baltimore, 49ers. And you win them all? What are you talking about? That's absurd.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So he deserves all of it. And sure, I'm not like bothered by what Fred said. That's any linebacker, they're going to pump up their QB. But you're talking about a real interesting crop right now. And as far as where Brock sits in that, I don't believe, and I've told you this before, I don't believe that the narrative will ever really truly change. I really don't. I think Brock's entire career, and there are players who I think could be a comp for this. Just the first name that comes to mind is like maybe Eli Manning. There are players who will span their whole career and they might just have success and success and success and success, and we're just going to find reasons to be like, but they're not actually good. They're not actually good players. They're okay players, and you'll get made fun of for you know, like, I don't know, acknowledging the good things that they do. Eli Manning still to this day, not a Hall of Famer. Well, but he's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And so you can get mad at him being a Hall of Famer. The guys, he beat Tom Brady in two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
That's pretty special.
And that's ultimately where you get the credit. If Brock Purdy goes on to win a Super Bowl or two, he's going to get his flowers. And that's why Eli gets it. And
does he, though?
Yeah, he does. I mean, I think that Eli Manning, he was a good quarterback. If he didn't win those two Super Bowls, we wouldn't be talking about him in the Hall of Fame. His numbers.
Correct.
His just raw numbers. He played a long time, and he has pretty good numbers, but Philip Rivers had a better statistical career, but Eli Manning goes to the Hall of Fame before Philip Rivers.
Philip's probably going to end up in there, too, though.
Yeah, that's one that I don't agree with, but I've stopped pushing back on that because it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, where does he sit on the passing chart?
In yards?
Yeah.
I think he's like eighth. Maybe even higher, sixth. He's up there.
All-time NFL.
He was a career aggregator.
Passing leaders. Yeah, I mean, sure, you can make that argument. I don't think that's... Yeah, Philip Rivers, number six all-time.
Yeah.
Is 63,440 yards. And if you just want the company he keeps, like the top 10, Brady, Breeze, Manning, Favre, Roethlisberger, Rivers, Ryan, Marino, Rodgers, Eli Manning.
Yeah.
They're all going to go. But you also notice they're all from the exact same era.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's...
Which is why I think we're going to keep seeing this.
But
this
if you run through that list, the majority of those guys, or a lot of those guys, have Super Bowl rings. Matt Ryan doesn't.
Rivers doesn't.
Yeah.
Everybody else does.
Marino, I think you also mentioned him. Marino, he doesn't have one.
Marino.
Yeah, and stats have gotten skewed now.
Rivers the only one who's never even been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Never even been.
But I do think it's interesting about Brock Purdy, but Super Bowl changes everything. But, you know, you're sitting here on this rookie deal and you're still Mr. Irrelevant. Once you go and you win the Super Bowl, if you're able to get that done, the Mr. Irrelevant thing becomes just the headline in your movie, in your lifetime after school special. I think that... You know, you get to that group, I think only 34 quarterbacks have ever won the Super Bowl.
Right.
I think that's the number. So if you join that elite club, you get your flowers no matter what, even if you're Trent Dilfer or Brad Johnson.
I guess, I mean, flowers. You know, I look at Eli Manning right now, and sure, he'll make the Hall of Fame, but I don't think most people There's an argument there, and people are bothered by it, and people don't want to put Eli Manning next to the other names, even though he has thrown for, 14,000 more yards than Dan Fouts.
Yeah, well.
Who played under something called Air Coryell. You know what I mean? Like, Eli Manning has thrown for more yards than John Elway. Thrown for more yards than Warren Moon. He's won more Super Bowls. All of that stuff. But it's still like there's the, and that's the number, what was he, the number four pick in the draft? He's a top five pick. So it's not even.
It's because of his face.
It's because of his face.
It's because the way he would like kind of mope around out there.
In the face!
Right. And I do think that that's part of, you know, just the way people will perceive athletes, body language demeanor and all the rest of it.
I just think there's certain people where there's the world is lined up to go crazy when something doesn't look good. So even last night, the world is lined up. See, Brock Purdy can't play without receivers. I don't think that's ever going to go away.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.